Welcome back to God Invention Radio, presented by Inventor's Digest. And now, here's your host, Brian Freed.
Okay, welcome back to segment three of God Invention Radio. Robin Baer from Inclover Marketing. We are talking about taking your products, inventions, bringing them globally to as seen on TV, in retail distribution over there, having a display with your video or your demo going instead of actually being on as seen on TV in catalogs. Robin's been through it, and she's here to share her experiences with us. And Robin, we were talking about the top countries that people should consider attacking. I shouldn't say it like that. Not really attacking, but looking to praise their products. Start a war here on God Invention Radio. Placing their products in retail distribution out there. So that was that was some sound. Those were some pretty interesting countries that I wouldn't expect.
Well, you know, it is different. Each of them, you know, like I think I mentioned before, like when we look at South Korea, which has just been a really tremendous market for us in the past couple of years, the live shopping platform there, home shopping, is really significant, and it, if not already, surpasses potential sales from the U.S. here. You know, 5-6 live shopping networks, and there's such a trust with the consumer that the volume and the credibility and the quality that customer gets from those particular, you know, electronic retailers, is you know, the power of that is just huge. So for an opportunity to get a product presented and sold successfully through those platforms, the volume potential is I can't compare it to any other country.
Well, that sounds good. Markets, so you've been keeping busy.
Well, yeah, and the interesting thing is for those that are manufacturing here in the United States, what I've been kind of excited about, we've been selling some made in the U.S. a product in South Korea and also other Asia markets, and there seems to be kind of carries a cachet, and there seems to be a good response from the consumer market when we say made in the USA. There's sort of a quality that comes through it. They, you know, feels the real thing. You know, unfortunately, being so close to China, there's a lot of knockoffs that come, but, you know, we're excited about that, and we're seeing a big trend, you know, in made in the USA products. Not that, you know, all of them have to come from here, but a lot of chemicals, DIY categories, and, you know, we've seen a lot of that. But, you know, outside of that, you know, it's usually the strength of the media, the size of the media, the power of the media in that particular market, how friendly, DRTB-friendly the media is, and, you know, that's the distribution. It's really supply and demand. So if there's, you know, if there's a great supply out there, you know, the cost of media is reasonable. Our distributors can buy a lot of media, hence they need a lot of product. And that makes for a great market for us. And, of course, a big population and big TV viewing homes. So, you know, and there's markets that are just doing exceptionally well. I mean, Brazil, I mean, you go down there and they say, well, what recession? You know, they're having a tremendous boom down there, and they're not being affected by, you know, any recession, and their economy is doing extremely well, and they're having great growth. So, you know, that's been a huge market for us in the last couple of years.
Got it. Well, very interesting. So if we're manufacturing a product, whether it's here or overseas, wherever it is, and we get an order, let's say you're a rep, and we end up getting an order, you got some traction there, we get an order, What do we need to do as manufacturers? I guess we're business owners. We're in business manufacturing our product. What do we need to do, and what's different about delivering here?
Well, you know, there's sort of phases, if you will, and there's test phasing that, you know, test phase that goes on, and we try to use sort of existing packaging. You know, a lot of times our customers sometimes even just have brown mailers, especially if you've only sold in catalog or online. But if you have retail packaging, you know, we may need to append, you know, retailer stickers on the box, or, you know, distributor information on the box that our distributors, you know, that are importing the product need us to put on. We need to look at the printed material. It's kind of really sort of the devil's in the details, and we sort of drill down, because you really got to make sure everything, you know, is compliant to at least through the test phases. You know, printed materials need to be translated or pulled out. things need to be covered up through the test phase. But if once you go in a rollout and you say, okay, you know, say you're in Germany and you've had a good test there, you know, then you really have to prepare your product for the retail market. And that's going to require, you know, we just went through this with another item where, you know, we had to have recycling labels, you know, we had to have other European regulatory labeling done. We had to have different testing done. It was product that tested food, so we had to have three different tests, and we had to have dishwasher safe testing done. And these were all things, some of this, that didn't need to be done for the U.S. So we just we sit down with the supplier and anybody that's doing this, you just need to kind of go through a checklist depending the country you're in. And the distributor helps. The distributors will give us a list and say, here's what I need to have on my orders. Here's what I need to have on my master cartons. You know, here's what's got to be on the outer labels, and here's what has to be on my bill of lading, and here's my freight for, you know. So it's very logistical intense, but it's all doable. So I don't want to overwhelm anybody because it's a process, and it's all, it is doable, and it's getting easier. But, you know, you just have to work carefully. You have to have a good manufacturer that or warehouse that understands and is willing to work with you, you know, outside the U.S., where it's just English and sort of one standard. But, you know, Europe will have one standard. Mexico might have another standard. Brazil might have another standard. So they stagger. You know, you typically don't go into every market simultaneously. So, you know, depending on the size of your business, you may want to just focus, let's just do some test marketing in Europe, or, you know, let's take a market in each region. And we do that sometimes. We select five, and we just try to get some test results, you know, small orders going out, and just do some test marketing. So we, you know, we see, okay, this is really going to be a product that is going to work in Europe, but it's not going to work, you know, in Latin America, or, you know, maybe not Asia. So, you know, that could be, you know, anywhere from 4 to 8 months that you go through that test marketing before you really have a sense of where the opportunities are for your product.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you definitely earn your money because, you know, going through all that information and passing it to somebody like us to have to go through it. It sounds a little bit overwhelming, but at the end of the day, you're setting yourself up for, you want to get into the European or global market. This is what you need to do. You know,
yeah.
Robin, I have a question. What just also, if you can, believe you're going to answer, but also, what about insurance? Is our U.S. insurance covered overseas?
It's not. I just went through an exercise with an insurance provider. We sort of ran the gamut. Usually as a manufacturer, like when I do a contract with my supplier carries product liability insurance. Now, in all the years I've ever, you know, done this, the product's usually shipped as is. I've never had a product liability claim come back to the United States. But, you know, typically your insurance policy here is not going to cover you in outside markets. It's going to cover you if a product liability claims come back to you in the United States. It's not going to cover, your insurance typically won't cover, like if you infringe on somebody's trademark, that's not going to cover that. So,
okay.
You know, you'd have to work with an insurance provider, and they, you know, there are certain policies you can walk through, you know, but it won't cover you globally. And usually,
okay.
To be honest, the local distributor, usually, you know, they're in the line of fire. They have to carry their insurance based on their country regulations, and you're sort of, you know, supporting them. But if there's usually, you know, product defect or your product seriously injures someone, you know, that distributor is probably going to come back to you and want some, you know, some support or a product liability claim.
Got it. We were talking earlier about, sorry?
I said I haven't seen it. It's been rare. There's been few incidents I've heard about, but yeah.
Got it. Okay. Robin, earlier we were talking about trade shows, and you mentioned a couple of U.S. Trade shows, how to potentially find somebody like you. But what about looking up, where do we find where international trade shows are actually taking place? I always reference TSNN.com. on the show,
mm-hmm.
which is a good resource. Where would you suggest?
Well, you know, it just depends. There's sort of some of the go-to ones that a lot of our, you know, product owners go to, like Ambiente in Germany. I mean, I was on a website. I forgot what it is. I jump around but it just depends on what your category is. You know, Ambiente in Germany, that's like, you know, sort of all around consumer goods, a bit like a houseware type of situation. Or if you're in the beauty area, the Cosmo Pharma, you know, that takes place in Italy, you know, of course, the Hong Kong houseware, that's coming up soon. You know, he'll be surrounded by, you know, many, many inventors coming out of the Asia markets. But, you know, it's just if you're fitness-based, you know, if you're beauty-based, it's, to me, it's very category-driven of where you want to be. But, you know, most of the time, if you're selling overseas or if you're looking for distributors, that could be a good place to kind of set up shop and, you know, see who sort of comes around, gauging response, you know, based on a European show or an Asia-based show, you know, to see who comes knocking and interested in your product.
Okay. So just kind of browse around. But I like to use that TSNN.com. You just put in your industry. You put in the country that you're looking for. You just keep it as all, and you see where things are. And it's very important, don't you think so, Robin? Get into your industry, right?
I do, and I think you should go, you know, if you're really serious about the global market, you should. You should try to either get out these shows, try to get a small exhibit, and, you know, see the buyers that are walking around, get a feel of your markets. Go to the retail stores. You know, if you're traveling, walk into a store, watch TV. You know, that's going to give you a really good sense of that consumer market and if your product has appeal and either how it has to be positioned, you know, or how it has to be merchandised in the store, you know, to give you ideas.
Okay.
You know, that's a great way to do it.
Sounds good. Robin Bayer, we'll be back. She's from In Clover Marketing on Got Invention Radio. We'll be back in a moment with segment 4.
High cholesterol is a ticking time bomb. Statistically, you or a family member needs to lower their cholesterol today. Besides diet and exercise, the best answer is Carderol, an all-natural dietary supplement that combines 9 natural ingredients proven to lower cholesterol levels in just 30 days. Carderol is the complete solution. Visit Carderol.net to learn more and start your risk-free 30-day trial. Carderol is guaranteed to lower your cholesterol or your money back. That's Carderol.net, CARDIOL.net, CARDIOL.net.
Okay, you admit to yourself that you have a huge credit card problem. However you got there, you've racked up $10,000, $20,000, or more in debt, and it mounts up daily, right? I don't need to tell you what your credit card statements look like, but I'm here to give you some help. All you need to do is make one quick, no-obligation call to the Debt Solutions Network, and one of our partner companies will help you with proven strategies to help you get out of debt. They can reduce your debt, in some cases up to 50%, and help stop the collection calls. If you're buried in credit card debt, call the Debt Solutions Networks now and learn for free how they can help you get out of debt for much less than you owe. Here's the number.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. Learn how you can get out of credit card debt now. Call now for a free debt analysis. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188.
Adley Law Group is an international intellectual property, business law, and litigation firm located in Los Angeles with offices in London, Tokyo, and Taipei. They are your one-stop shop for all your legal needs regarding your IP, including registration, marketing, licensing, and litigation. They will help you protect your intellectual property rights anywhere in the world by obtaining patent protection for your inventions and registering your trademark and copyrights. They can help you achieve your marketing goal for your invention, whether your goal is to produce, license, or sell your invention. They can assist you with your business legal needs, including reviewing, drafting, and negotiating contracts, business deals, and licensing agreements anywhere in the world. They are also there to defend your rights when someone uses your IP work without your authorization or when you are involved in litigation regarding any intellectual property or business matter. Visit us online at www.adleylaw.com. That's ADLILAW.com or call us at 213-623-6546.
No family can survive on two incomes anymore, let alone one. If you are supplementing your family's income working from home, then tune into The Cash Flow Show, Direct Sales Radio. Host Deb Bixler brings you sales tips, lead generation systems, and best business practices that guarantee direct sales success. Whether you're looking for a little extra cash or a career change, The Cash Flow Show, Direct Sales Radio will give you proven systems that will work in your home business. The Cash Flow Show, every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time.